the people who were on those group shows don't podcast anymore.
I know.
I mean, I think the few who do, like, because Ricky from Foul Monkeys was on a lot. John Ong was on a lot. Big Fatty was on a lot. And do you remember Michael from QCast Connecticut?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He was on a lot. Do you remember Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon?
Yeah.
He was on a lot. And these people don't podcast anymore. And it's just, I kind of miss that. I guess I'm being nostalgic because I'm actually going to get to go this year to New Orleans and do Pride 48 live, where all those years I could not do it because it was at the beginning of the school year and I could not take off the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, and I'm going to have, as I think I told you already, Big Fatty, Ricky, John Ong, Adam, and Scotty on a the gangbang show in live in New Orleans, and I'm really looking forward to bringing back the magic of those group shows. I mean, I don't know if you ever felt it as magic, but when I listen to them now, because I'm listening to these old episodes, I'm like, man, that was like amazing podcasting for the time.
Yeah,
Nigel
used to talk about it. And he used to talk about how nice it was to hear a bunch of gay men sitting around talking about ordinary stuff.
Right.
Because in those days, the ones with more than one person were generally comedy shows of one sort or another, which is fine, except that there was no alternative at that point.
Right.
And so it was a welcome change, even though, of course, many of your shows were funny, intentionally or not.
Right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I'm really looking forward to bringing back the magic of the gangbang.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2751. BFO for Monday the 13th of August, 2018, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend. I'm going to open birthday kids. Hello, psychics. Hello, psychics. Beef, have you fucked it up? It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're psychics today. Cause y'all, today is one of those days in the year that I'm looking into the future. Penny, we're just gonna have to call. Are you gonna be a swami? I don't know about being a swami, but Penny, eeny meeny chili beanie. Yeah, because y'all, now I am the the swami today, because y'all, in the future, it's already tamari, the 14th, but today is the 13th, and y'all, and I don't want to wait till the 14th, because I will have missed it, because it'll already be the next day, Big Fatty, you don't do well with the international dateline, it's true. So, y'all, on the 14th, which is when he'll probably be hearing this, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Big Fatty, we love Straight Bob, it's true. And y'all, he's just one of the nicest men you will ever meet. When Big Fatty lived in the Fat Cave, y'all, he came for a visit with his family, and y'all, he drove from Orlando all the way up to Charleston. And I spent one or two nights, I don't remember exactly, but y'all, he's good people. He's just good people, y'all. And y'all, he's hot too. Beef, how do you even say that again? Y'all, he's hot too. Yes, a squeaky gentleman caller agrees. And he always likes to surf. Big Fatty. y'all, I don't know if Straight Bob is on the Face Space or not. I don't think he's on the 20. But if you see him on the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, today the 13th, out there in Walnut Hills, it is the anniversarium of Gooch and the Old Gal. Oh, Big Fatty! Well, how about that? I guess they'll be going to the bowling alley for a Big Fatty. It closed. Well, I guess they'll. I don't know what the heart. Don't they usually have some sort of meat-shaped meatloaf or something? I don't remember. So, y'all, if you see the Old Gal and Myron, wish him a happy anniversary. And if you see Straight Bob, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, plenty of cake for all.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah. See, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday, and y'all, that was for the Friday little show, but y'all, I realized after I recorded that, y'all, I realized that I had not told you what I did on Thursday. Oh, Big Fatty, that means you get to play the happy music. See, y'all, that, of course, is the happy music by Alex Lefebvre. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, by the way, Alex Lefebvre is going to be joining old Crooked Hat and myself tonight on the recording of the latest episode of But First. Y'all, we've had to delay it a day because old Crooked Hat's, y'all, he's been out of town at some sort of drum and bugle, I don't know. Big Fatty, perhaps he's playing Mittens' fife. What? Big Fatty, that was vulgar. But anyway, so we're recording that tonight, and y'all, if the stream is free, you'll be able to hear us record it live. If not, we'll just record it. But y'all go on over there. I know the Cocktails and Kerfuffles normally records on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. in the evening, but if they're not doing a little show, y'all will be on the stream live. Come on over to the chat room, and even if they're live, y'all to go listen to that. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, back to Thursday. So y'all, I got up Thursday morning, and y'all, I went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I just wanted to, I needed to pick up a few things for the Pride 48 weekend, and so I went and got that, and y'all, I got me one of those rotisserie chickens, and y'all, I got some fresh pineapple spears, and I got some Gouda cheese. Oh, Big Fatty Derwood loves the Gouda cheese. Well, I think he's had a medical malady with Gouda cheese. Big Fatty didn't know that was even possible. Well, anyway, anyway, y'all. After that, I came home and did my nipple walk and everything and. Y'all, that I went to the Kohl's, cause y'all, I had a, you know, when you have a birthday, you get all kinds of coupons and everything. Y'all, I think I got a free drink someplace. I got a little chicken sandwich someplace. I got what else did I get? Oh, I got a free bagel. I got a free cookery. And y'all, the cools gave me $10. So y'all, I went over there. I had my $10 coupon, and I had $10 in cools cash. So y'all, I went over there, and y'all, I just bought a few little smelly things. Big fatty, like old stink pot. No, these smelled good. Y'all, and I came on back here to the villa, and but y'all on my way home, y'all near the villa, near Fat Acres, y'all on Thursdays they have a farmer's market. Y'all, do you go to the farmer's market? You know, when Big Fatty was growing up, we didn't have a farmer's market. Well, I guess there were farmer's markets, but y'all, we had a vegetable man, and he would come by in his open air truck, and he'd have all kind of fresh vegetables, and he'd come by and toot the horn, Big Fatty, kind of like Veda and the Jalopy. It's very similar. Then my mother would go out and get some fresh vegetables, and y'all, I was in the mood for some fresh, not from the grocery store. I wanted something from field to table. Yes, Big Fatty, Peter G likes it that way. Okra. And so y'all, I found something. Y'all, it's little small pieces of okra, which makes it even better, in my opinion. The big fat ones, they're okay for like okra fries, Big Fatty. the little small pieces. So I'm gonna fix me some of that for my supper on Sunday. Y'all, when I got home, I had those boneless barbecue poke ribs that I threw on the grill and put some barbecue sauce on them and cooked those. And y'all, then I decided I was going to finish up something that I'd already cooked earlier in the week. So I had that. So I've got the barbecue poke ribs waiting on me for my Sunday supper. Y'all on for right? Y'all, it was you know, that was my birthday, and y'all, it was a bit of a sloth day, although the testimonium started early, and the phone calls came in, and y'all, it was just overwhelming. I was moved to song. Big Fatty, what'd you sing? And Poodle. Poodle made this, y'all, it was a huge, Big Fatty, it really was quite ornate, if I must say so. I could have been on the big British bacon show with that. It was showstopper of a cake. It's true, y'all, I got a very thin, small piece. Poodle had the rest of it. Fatty, you didn't have to tell everything. y'all, it really was quite good. Y'all had a couple of friends. I don't think most of you know them. probably better to just say they were acquaintances that just said, "Hey, Big Fatty, let's go out and have some birthday supper." And I said, "All right." And it was just so nice. Y'all, I say they're acquaintances because it was Dutch treat. They didn't even take me to supper. So, but y'all, it was nice just to spend a little time with these folks. I don't get to see them very often. And got home after that, y'all, went for a nipple walk because y'all, it had cooled down nicely. Had cooled down nicely on for right evening. Y'all got up Saturday. I'm trying to think, what did I do on set? Y'all, I don't think I did much of anything on set. Being Fatty, you've become just a huge sloth. I think I may have done a couple of nipple walks on set. No, I did one nipple walk on Saturday. y'all, and what else did I do? Oh, went out to Saturday night. Met Granny and Durwood and Jeremy and Big Dick and John. Y'all, you know, they're all coming to the Pride 48 in New Orleans. Y'all, it's just about 10 days away, less than 10 days that we'll be getting there. and just had a couple of cocktails, and we just had a gay old time. I left about right before the drag show started, and I think Granny and the rest of them left, you know, soon thereafter. Maybe they may have stayed another 45 minutes or so. And y'all came home, slept like a baby. Big Fatty, you didn't wash the sheets, so, was, you know, sometimes you just need to roll around in your squalor. Big Fatty! Then Sunday, y'all, Granny was trying to register for the Pride 48 Brufkas and everything, and y'all, the poor thing, he just couldn't get it to work. And y'all, there's evidently some sort of mechanical thing, because I went to try to do it for him, and y'all, I was getting the same error that he was. So y'all, if you're still waiting to register for the Pride 48 Brufkas or the Riverboat Lunch or the Ghost Tour or the Thursday Night Supper, y'all give it a day or so. Like I said, old Crooked Hat's out of town, and y'all, he's gonna have to get home and check out what's wrong with it. Anyway, don't be discouraged about that. But y'all, and as soon as I finish recording this little show, I'm gonna call the Hat Arena, and y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. I'll take care of it. You and Spooky Kitty go over there. Okay. I just don't like it. I'll take care of it. Hello?
So, Fatty, I'm here with my conscience.
Hi, Fatty.
And Emerson's conscience.
Hi, Fatty.
And he's shy.
No, I'm just quiet.
Yeah, he's just quiet. And we would like to sing a little song for you. Gentlemen?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fatty. Happy birthday to you.
You're older than dirt.
Even older than that.
Oh, that's not nice.
You fucking old.
Yeah, it's true. So, Fatty, happy birthday, darling. Congratulations. You have reached the ripe old... this is probably the last birthday because you're ancient. I wanted to let you know that, you know, the children are at boarding school in preparation for their tenure at the Citadel, I think it's called. But they did... because they're not allowed to call. It's supposed to be completely blacked out, but I managed to sneak a little cassette recorder into the pre-Citadel school, and, well, they have this message for you. Let me just press this button.
Fuck you, fat ass, you ancient motherfucker.
Yeah,
you're not even as old as you look.
You're ancient
piece of shit, and you're ugly, and you're stupid, and you're gonna die because you're so fucking old.
Happy birthday, Fatty.
Happy birthday, Fatty.
Happy birthday, Fatty.
Big Fatty, it was the darling children. It was, and the old gal, and conscience, and Emerson's conscience. First of all, old gal, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I've got more calls, and I never got around to my cards. We'll just have to wait and do those on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. And y'all, Archer's been on an Alaskan cruise, but Archer, you're coming to New Orleans. Anything you're looking forward to?
And I'm really looking forward to bringing back the magic of the gangbang.
Big Fatty, it sounds like he's going on the horror bar pub crawl.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.